Hello, everybody, and welcome to VSpeaks Conversations with Heart and Soul. You are going to be so excited today as we bring you Diana Lane, who is the Director of Public Relations for Alice Beach, a beautiful new urbanism community that is a spectacular sight. Diana, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It's so nice to be here with you.
So glad you're here. So you have moved to the area a couple of years ago to take the job as Director of Public Relations, which, by the way, was and is a coveted job because, as we were talking earlier, Alice Beach is such a great place to work and such a great place to represent, no matter what how you're representing it, whether you're in a restaurant there or you're a brand ambassador like you are, telling the stories all around the globe about the fascinating things that are happening there. It is just such a good place to work.
We feel so lucky to be there, all of us. I'll just speak for everyone at Alice Beach, but it's a marvelous place to work. I love working for EBSCO, which is our developer. They are so good to us, and we just have an incredible staff, an incredible group of homeowners. We feel really lucky to work in such a beautiful place that's kind of designed for peace and calm and graceful living, and that definitely works into our daily, daily lives.
Question that I have for you that I do not even have a glimmer of the what the answer is going to be, because Alice Beach definitely has come out of the ground and the merchants and the retail operators and like the town making is really sprouting and has for the last couple of years. But I would even say last year, you can tell it's really taking shape with all of the new eateries and restaurants, with Fonville coming back and being reimagined and open, and it's so beautiful, and the Citizen and so many more things that we'll talk about with you. But how built out is it? Like, how much more is left to complete the master plan?
That's a great question. We say that we're about halfway built out. We're about halfway there. We've sold about half of the properties that we have for offer. So at full completion, at this point in time, we're aiming for 777 residences. And that includes multi-residence units.
Mm-hmm. Have the remaining half that are left to be developed sold yet, or have they not been released for offerings?
Quite a number of them have sold and are in the design process, somewhere in the design build process, but about halfway total.
Mm-hmm. That amazes me, because when I drive by and I see and I feel what Alice has turned into year by year, and that I find it quite a thriving community right now, to think that it's only halfway, I'm trying to visualize that. I'm sure, I mean, it's going to be beautiful because every phase of Alice has been beautiful. But when you really think about how masterfully master planned Alice Beach is, and this whole new urbanism development, and what the votes have done with their job, and as developers, EBSCO, and everything that you've done, it's been such a intentional, meticulous walk that I always knew they were never in a hurry to get something done. They were only cognizant of making sure it was done right. So few places exist in modern day society where rushing isn't of paramount importance. So I think that's why you can see it. You know, there's such perfection in everything that you're bringing forth.
Yeah, everything is so thoughtfully planned down to the tiniest detail. And it makes me think of a scenario. I was bringing a journalist in, and the journalist said, "I love Alice Beach, and I've been following it, and I've seen all of the photos, I've seen the videos, and nothing prepared me for actually being here." And I was telling Marianne Corrivote, one of our town architects, that story, and she just kind of got this smile on her face, and she said, "That's intentional. That's all intentional." And she said, you know, in the design answers the questions that before your brain even thinks of the question. And that kind of problem solving before there's a problem just gives your mind so much clarity and so much freedom and so much peace that there is this incredible response that you have when you're in Atlas. You're meant to feel
exactly as you feel. Wow.
And I just, that just amazes me. I think it's so astounding that through design, you can really control someone's emotional response to a property. And
how important good design really is. And as you're saying, thoughtful and purposeful.
Right. And just thinking through, just thinking ahead and thinking through what someone's going to want to see at the end of an alley or at the end of the road, having that kind of visual design cue to give someone's eye something to rest on.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. I've never heard it said, described like that. That is beautiful wordsmithing. I mean, really, really.
Well, that's all Marianne. Yeah. If you've heard her speak, she is one of the most eloquent people I've ever
heard. She is. Yeah, she's a genius. Speak. Yeah, amazing. Well, she lives and breathes what she's doing. She's an artist.
She is.
She is obviously a gifted architect, but absolutely, also an artist. Describe Alice Beach's architecture vernacular, because I know you have to do this with everybody. Because we're on a podcast, we have to paint word pictures, you know, so that people can understand what we're talking about. But all white. Mm-hmm. I've heard it described by many as feeling like you're in Santorini, Greece when you're at Caliza Pool. But I know that that's, you know, not all that there is. So can you describe it?
Thinking where to start on this. So Dwani Platter-Zyberk, DPZ, co-design, designed the master plan for Seaside and Rosemary and then for Alice Beach. And they've worked in hundreds of communities now around the world. They're really known for new urbanism. And I think it was Andreas who said that he wanted to look to Bermuda. We wanted something that was going to be have longevity, that was going to, you know, we were going to build this beautiful place and it would stay. It would have legacy. And so Bermuda is, of course, a Caribbean island country that has to withstand pretty extreme
elements.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Storms and the things that people feel concerned about when they think about Florida. So they did an architectural charrette and studied the architecture there and kind of took away some of the building practices and the structural design of the Bermudian architecture and brought that back. Andreas wanted more of a cohesive palette. He didn't want all of the beachy colors that you see on coastal communities. So he decided, or they decided collectively, that they'd like for the town to just be white, that the architecture, the design would speak for itself. Mm-hmm. But it would kind of help all of the architecture to feel a little bit more cohesive so that they could be more creative with the structure of the architecture. So in our architecture, of course, you see some Grecian elements, some Mediterranean elements, some North African, Moroccan, Marrakesh elements in our architecture. Mm-hmm. And those mostly came from Marianne and Eric kind of mixing those elements in. And of course, Marianne and Eric are town architects. They oversee all of the architecture that takes place there. They check the design code, make sure that everything is compliant. But they're not our only architects. Mm-hmm. We have a pretty extensive list of approved architects who work in Alice. And so they're kind of design review to make sure that everything is on par with the design code.
Mm-hmm. Lots of courtyards and little, I find like very, so many nooks and crannies and little hideaways within the house, within, you know, a house within a house with the courtyards.
So Andreas talked to a lot of people who lived in Seaside and in Rosemary and other new urbanist communities. And one of the things that they said that they would like to have is more outdoor privacy. Mm-hmm. So they decided to move the porches inside and looked at Antigua Guatemala and their sort of courtyard design to base that off of. So most of our homes have these private courtyards, and that just allows people to be in their pool, in their summer kitchens, and still have privacy.
Right. I had heard Andreas Duany speak a couple of years ago where he said that Alice Beach was his favorite development that he was part of, because he said it corrected any mistakes that were made in past new urbanism developments. And in his opinion, it was perfection.
It'd be interesting to hear if he would still say that today, just because he's had so much more opportunity to kind of correct some of the things that come up. But I think it's pretty close to perfection.
Yeah, it is.
We really love it. We're so proud of it. And, you know, his planning and his whole team's planning, then with the guidance and ushering in from Marion and Eric, it's just kind of a magical place.
Yeah, it truly is. So, you know, town building, and we get to live in this place on a stretch of beach that's not even 20 miles long, where we can live and are surrounded by some of the most beautiful architecture in the country, with completely different architecture vernaculars in Rosemary to Alice to Watercolor and Watersound, and then Seaside, who started it all off 40 years ago. When you think about living here and getting to see this type of beauty, coupled with, if that's not good enough, just walk to the beach, because we have some of the most beautiful beaches in the world.
That's so true.
And then if you are an architect and you ever wanted to live and work in what I call nirvana, you would live here, because most of these communities require an architect. So it has so many anomalies to it. And then, you know, we were talking earlier, I've lived here for 30 years, and the community and the people and the do-gooders and everybody that's doing their work and raising their kids, and so many nonprofits that are truly passionate about helping people. And it is a well-heeled society, demographic, but then there are also the other side of the spectrum who need support. And then people just create and found charities for this and that and everything else, and, you know, Food for Thought and Aliqua and the CVHN and, you know, the Cultural Symphonia, which you have performing every year at July 4th or Memorial Day weekend. I mean, when you really think about it, and I have pondered this in the last year, other communities are not like this.
Yeah, it's pretty exceptional. We feel so lucky to be here. And of course, both of our husbands are architects. So
correct.
It's nice to be here.
It's and that too, for sure. Definitely, for sure.
Which is funny. But I agree. And, you know, altruism is something that's so close to our founders with EBSCO. And so the Alice Foundation is part and parcel to Alice Beach. It has been there from the beginning. And that is a 501c3 nonprofit that helps fund different, mostly local charities.
Yes.
We work with Food for Thought, several of the different CAA, organizations
Cultural
that
Arts Association.
You mentioned. Mm-hmm. Yes, Children's Volunteer Health Network, Aliqua, Animal Rescue. So it's, you know, it feels so good to know that it's still very important to Alice Beach to make sure that the community that surrounds us is taken care of, and that their needs are being met to the best of our ability. So it's nice to see everyone giving back. Mm-hmm. And of course, when we raise money for some of the big signature events that we put on annually, we usually have a benefactor to those events.
Right. It's amazing. So in town building and placemaking, and, you know, because we're in marketing, you know, these are sort of buzzwords, but also because our husbands are architects and what this area has taught us all about, you know, placemaking, because there's been so many new urbanism communities. The really important foundation to town building is not just the bricks and mortar. It is the people. It is the sense of community. Mm-hmm. It is the gathering and events. And so, and Alice has so many beautiful signature events. So I want to talk about some of those too. And also after that, kind of get into, as the storyteller, as the brand ambassador storyteller for Alice Beach, I know you've gone on some fam trips out of the market, and I want to talk about those, and then all that you're doing to bring in the press, and then some of the things that they say about it too. So Digital Graffiti is a big event. Would you call it your largest event?
I think, it's probably the most highly populated mm-hmm. event. It brings the most people into Alice Beach. And, of course, we have other events that span a longer period of time or may have
right.
more miniature events in there. But I would say Digital Graffiti brings the highest number of guests into Alice.
You were bringing Digital Graffiti basically to life and Alice to life even way back when. And it has grown along with the town. But it is pretty amazing. Seeing as that's something that's kind of near and dear to V, because V does the pre-party yes. for your big event, your Wowzer event. What are some of the cool things that are happening this year? Because every year you have something unbelievably good going on.
I feel like Alexis has kept that pretty well under wraps.
Okay.
I mean, it will be extraordinary. And of course, we have John Collette with Savannah College of Art and Design as our curator mm-hmm. again this year. So the student involvement will be next level. I felt like last year's big culminating party at mm-hmm. Calizo was a lot of fun with mm-hmm. the students DJing and yeah. choreographing the artwork and the lights to the music that they were playing mm-hmm. Was a lot of fun. And actually last year was my first Digital Graffiti on staff.
Right. Because
it was a full festival because the previous year was the drive-through festival.
Right.
And then prior to that we had
COVID.
And we had, everything was digital.
Right.
Which was still so cool.
It still was very cool. Yeah, that's right. And then I know Alexis has done a lot of this with her events and everything, but the new one that you implemented, the craft.
Crafted. And you, crafted.
Yes. And that was very well received.
It's, I'm so excited for Crafted this year because I think it's just going to continue to, just like Digital Graffiti has, just like 38 Wine Festival has, it just evolves. And I think in particular when our participants and our sponsors see how gifted our events mm-hmm. team is and mm-hmm. what they're capable of, mm-hmm. They kind of go back and tell their friends and everything just kind of explodes. So even as Crafted was getting off the ground, even to the 11th hour, mm-hmm. we were having new experiences added in and just people coming to us with ideas that, you know,
took on a life of its own.
Facilitate. So
right.
It was just, it was a lot of fun. So I think this year is going to be even more spectacular. It's just a great concept.
It is. Oh, yeah. It's something that people just don't, are not exposed to. And you just can't, you can't have a better digital projection event against a white wall, which the town has. It was made for such an event.
It was. That was Mike Ragsdale, of mm-hmm. course, when he was with Alice Beach,
yes,
bringing it back to his college days for inspiration and just thinking exactly what you said. Alice Beach was made for projection art. And so dialing more into some of the technological capabilities with digital projection mapping and all of the things that they're learning there at SCAD, kind of at the forefront of digital technologies. It's going to be really exciting to see mm-hmm. what they come up with this year.
You know what? One of the amazing things that I think about Alice Beach, where you have events like this that are open to the public, where they can purchase tickets and they're allowed to partake in the magic of Alice Beach. Yet, and you want them to come, day trippers, to be patrons at the Neat and the Citizen and Alice Shop. You do a masterful job of keeping Alice very VIP, and it's a dance where the public can come in when you have these events, yet it still feels very VIP. I'm not sure exactly how you're accomplishing that, but I think it's working.
Well, I think DPZ would say that was part of their initial master plan. I think, you know, the way that the hedges are along 30A and even the butteries and the way that the butteries flank the entrance and exit to the town, everything kind of creates that exclusivity. Mm-hmm. We want our homeowners to feel special. We want them to be our priority. We want it to feel a little exclusive to them because they are the owners mm-hmm. of this magical place. Mm-hmm. But then we also want to kind of keep it warm and be welcoming and invite people in. So I think our town center is really going to do that because mm-hmm. with the amphitheater, everything kind of opens up and our merchants are kind of amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And
you do have
doing a great job of bringing people in. Mm-hmm. The Citizen and Merritt and Barefoot Princess, mm-hmm. everyone just does an extraordinary job of welcoming guests mm-hmm. into Alice Beach, but also the events, as you say. Mm-hmm. And we do release our tickets always to our homeowners first.
Okay.
So I think
that's good.
You know, they're still very involved in our events. So maybe that's part of that balance and why it feels that way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess it goes back to what you're sharing right now, where that also was thought out at town planning stage. Mm-hmm. And then what Marianne was sharing with you from how purposeful everything is. I mean, when you really think about the power of space and the power of architecture and placement, my Lord, it's much more important than I think anybody realizes.
And landscape and, mm-hmm. I mean, everything, how it just comes together to evoke a certain response from the audience.
Exactly. So I noticed last year on social marketing, which you all do a really good job on your social marketing.
We have the most amazing social team. I mean, really do.
It is so well done. I love it. And even the Gazette, I think that is so well done, which is your town magazine / newspaper.
Yes.
It is beautifully done as well.
Thank you.
I mean, just everything. So the brand ambassadorship is withheld at every single level. As the storyteller of the town crier.
I love that.
I do too.
You're going back to your Boston days.
I am, totally. I'm going back. So tell me about some of the new initiatives that you've had when you've been on jaunts to different places on fam trips to tell this story, and what are people thinking and saying when they come here, et cetera? Right.
So I think one of the big things is that over the last couple of years in the entire state of Florida, certainly here on 30A, real estate has been very challenging. We've had so much demand and we haven't had a lot of product. And in response to that, Alice has kind of sped up some of the development. We have more product coming online in 2023, so that's really exciting. There are more opportunities to purchase in Alice. We have a new phase 4 of development that's going out on the northwest side of town, so close to our nature preserve. So it will, design-wise, speak more to the nature preserve and those beautiful organic natural surroundings than on the south side, which speaks more to the Gulf Coast. So more outdoor living, kind of larger footprint homes. I feel like it will feel more neighborhood-like. We'll have a new amenity called the Silva, which is going to be extraordinary. It's going to have an event space that's conditioned, an event lawn, as well as a pool and bar, cafe.
Oh, and when does that start?
So we have already started releasing properties in phase 4, and those will continue to roll out. The development for the Silva amenity will, I believe, take place this year.
Exciting.
And then we've got a number of multifamily units going in on the south side of 30A. So close to the beach club, close to the plaza, close to beach access. And that's going to be really exciting as well. We have a number of different architects participating in that. It's going to be really exciting.
That sounds glorious. Wow. And I love that. And more, it keeps going and the momentum is continuing as well. So have you noticed any new markets, emerging markets for your homeowners? And when you're on the road and you're doing your press talks and fam trips and all that, are you going out into different regions than you had before?
We are. It's interesting. We have a series called Alice on the Road. So we've been going in different markets, which you have noticed.
Yes.
And we're going into established markets. So we started with Dallas. And then we are branching out into more emerging markets. So our second was in Chicago. And that was very cool, very exciting. We did a new urbanist panel with our town architect and with a local new urban planner. And that was just so interesting. It was moderated by Modern Living.
Wow.
Just so interesting to kind of look at existing markets and the markets that have been so strong for us, Nashville, Birmingham, Atlanta, and Dallas, Houston, New Orleans.
Right.
And then starting to see some trends picking up in other areas like
Chicago, right? Yeah.
And Tampa. So it's kind of a new thing to see interest from elsewhere in Florida. I feel like you know, we tend to be kind of the redheaded stepchild up here in the panhandle, which is a term that we kind of try to steer away from.
Right. Well, I think as each year passes, whatever moniker of some negative bent is no longer, because as each year goes by, you know, that's fading quickly, very quickly.
We're out there telling the story and people are hearing, and it's just, I think during COVID too, people were just desperate for something that transported them and something that, a place that felt not as domestic and had kind of that transportive quality. And I think Alice really shined when people were looking for an escape.
Right. Well, we had a fun little jaunt together when Alice Beach partnered as our accommodation sponsor for Julian Lennon when we had the show home open. I'm so thankful for you all for that. That was really sweet of you.
It was such an honor to have him stay with us. Yeah. And it's just such a lovely human.
He absolutely loved it. And I knew that they would. And he had never been to this part of Florida before. And there was a lot of like, what? I don't get it. And even though, like you were saying, like, you know, you'd send him the pictures, you'd send them the website and everything. Not until people get here and they put their feet on the ground.
I could see that.
Do they understand like what they just walked into? Like,
I could see that in him.
Yeah.
By the time the event came around, he just seemed so much more relaxed. And
then upon arrival.
And that's what I was hoping for for him, that he would be able to just relax into the space. And
he felt safe. I could tell he felt safe. And I think for someone of his celebrity caliber, I was thinking that the most important thing for him was going to be for him to feel safe. And his first impression here was going to be from airport to his accommodations, and Alice Beach being that venue for him was going to set the stage for safe, calm, take a minute, don't worry about anything. So you know, you all are so great, and I'm so thankful as our accommodation sponsor. I just want to give you a shout out because it was a big deal to us and a big deal to him, and we really appreciate it.
It was truly an honor to host him, and I was so relieved to see how at peace he seemed at the event, because I hoped that for him, and I enjoyed seeing that come to fruition.
I agree.
He's such a creative, and I feel like you know, the space that, as Marianne describes it, where your mind is kind of freed up by all of these questions that we don't even know we have being answered before we have the opportunity to answer them, creates this amazing margin for creativity.
Right.
And so we've had best-selling authors and other creators talk about how Alice gives them that blank canvas and that freedom of thought to
feeds them. I mean, really, and their creativity. I want to just let you know that the show home did sell, and the new owners bought a significant amount of the art that was hanging on the wall that night too.
That is awesome.
So for Julian, for everybody involved in it. That just happened last week, and it made me so happy.
That's amazing.
Isn't that great?
Well, because it it benefits the Point Washington Medical Clinic.
Exactly. Yes, you are so right. So every piece of art, you know, they're benefiting from. I know. So that was 3 months, but it was in a very transitionary time that we've had in the last 3 months. I'm not worried about our economy at all. I mean, I know the economy at large is, you know,
struggling,
and there is a transition going on, and I can tell certain people are worried, but because I've lived here for 30 years and I have ridden the highs and the lows of it all, because it does happen here as well. But you can feel there's still such a momentum and a strength and an energy and a desire to be here. So that's truly how I feel. And so then when you say that Alice is launching, you know, some new things, I'm like, yes, this is like, we're going to be okay yet again in this beautiful piece of paradise that we all get to live and work, raise our children. The school systems are amazing.
They are.
Your daughter's in like the Seaside School, which is like
extraordinary.
Nirvana for educational experience.
Is. You know, we feel so lucky for her to be there.
Yeah. And I know that you've had, you know, you were a seasoned PR professional prior to landing here a couple of years ago with Geiger and Associates, and we even worked together on some projects.
Yes, we have.
When
and
you
Jordan
were
also.
In Nashville, right?
On the,
yes. So when we were doing our Nashville junkets and whatnot there. And then I'm so happy to see you here and on the other side in the, inside agency that you have right now, the internal agency. But you've got a great job. You've got a great team. And what a beautiful place to be, live, and work.
It really is.
And I'm looking forward to this year and all the events that you're going to have and everything that you're doing. One last question I have for you, just a little like kind of voyeurism question. And that is, how amazing do your homeowners love that beach club?
They love the beach club. It's pretty extraordinary. I think it speaks to just the legacy of the town and just how invested the town is in that building of community. We want our homeowners to have relationship together. Yeah. We want them to come back and see each other and plan their trips around each other and travel elsewhere together and just have these long standing friendships.
Amazing.
Their family is away from home. They're loving it.
And I'm sure they utilize it, right? I'm sure that people are really going there. That's good.
You would be surprised. I walked through with media the other day just to give them lay of land. Yeah. And, you know, it was cold and it was overcast, which it's not like that here very often. And they were all in the spas.
I love it.
They were all out there enjoying the view. It was great to see. Yeah. They really do utilize the space, love the space, and do life there, which is what we want.
Amazing. Well, kudos to you and your team.
Thank you.
And everybody involved from the beginning to where Alice Beach is now. Thank you for being such a good partner with V Magazine.
Well, we love V.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we so appreciate our partnership and what's turned into a friendship over the years. And then you know how each other's going to work and you know what we're going to do. And it makes it, you know, just one more caveat of how lucky we are to live here.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
It's the truth. And just the caliber of talent that we have in this community is exceptional. You've touched on that, but we really benefit from that. We collaborate together. It's a very supportive community. It's a wonderful place to be.
Truly is. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this. If you haven't checked out Alice Beach, please take a look at it on the website. Their website's beautiful, but if you're going to come to our area also, you must go and see what this beautiful, magical place looks like. Thank you, everyone, and have a great day. Bye.